Heavenly Father, I pray to you as I drive in the car. I pray to you, and I want to honor you with my tongue and my thoughts before I get on this podcast with Courtney. I pray that we both we speak less of us and more of you and anything that's directed towards you, Father. I thank you for this opportunity to share the gospel through our lives and our perspective and how you've shaped and molded us, Lord. I pray that people are inspired. I pray that people are convicted. I pray that we are convicted, and I pray that we always stay open to constructive criticism, Lord. It's like your word says in Proverbs, Father. I pray that we become knowledgeable of things that we need to speak about, you know, things that people are going through. When I mean knowledgeable, Father, I believe, you know, there's details on like mental health and just all sicknesses and disorder. Even if we don't understand, I pray we just have a heart just to love on that individual or individuals, Father. I also pray, since I'm driving and I'm talking, I just pray you just get me home safe and sound to my family, Lord. I thank you for this moment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
What's up, Courtney?
What's going on, Collins?
Man, up here, kind of just leaving the job, but I pulled over to do the podcast. So I'm going to go ahead and give the listeners, man, a little warning. So if y'all hear the car, you know, or somebody talking to me or some horns or something, you know, that's me just driving home. But I'm pulled over right now.
Real life situations.
Oh, yeah. I want this to be as raw as possible, man. You know, we can have the nice speakers and, you know, soundproof walls. I kind of like this. It's a little different than, you know, some other podcasts. Man, this is real life, man. You know, getting off late from work, but it shows you staying dedicated. And yeah. Trying to put out this, you know, this good word and then motivate and encourage and convict other people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So without further ado, welcome to the Finished Works Brand Podcast. Thank you for your ear once again. And Collins, I'll let you take it from here.
Yeah, man. Josh Collins, we just want to thank y'all for tuning in, listening. I'm not going to say his name, but you know who you are. From the high school that I work at, I just want to say thank you, man. I told you, Courtney, and I sent you some texts. Is what he said, man.
Uh huh.
And this individual is he asked us to speak on topics like mental illness and stuff like that, and we will, man. You know, we want to make sure we are on top of that, and you know, we want to do our research on that, so we will, and we'll speak a little bit about it. But I just want to say thank you for encouraging us. You say you're encouraged by us, but we're encouraged by you.
And, most definitely.
And that's for anyone else going through anything, mental illness or, you know, really rough home life and just anything. We're encouraged by y'all.
And we'll continue to speak on it here on the podcast, though. But we have so much in store for various topics. Just
absolutely.
I mean, this is not delegated to any specific age group. You're not the only one going through something. So, like we always say, stay tuned, wait on it. But until then, enjoy the podcast. But yes, we have not, and we got something special for him. So I need you to ask him some specific questions next time you see him, and we'll take care of him on our end.
Absolutely, man. How did God touch you, man? How did God touch you since the last podcast?
Just really a warm reception. I was able to share the link and Vicky to follow the brand. She is a city bus driver. down here in Indianapolis. Like I said,
was, from the last podcast.
Yeah, from the last podcast, those shows. She was real touched that I would mention her. But, you know, like I said, you know, I'm an encouragement to her, and she's definitely an encouragement to me as well, too. And I praise God for her. And like we talked about God's providence of her even allowing me to, she allows me to jump on, let's just say that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And she doesn't have to, but, you know, I still pay. I catch it from, I rode the bus home today, matter of fact.
Yeah.
You know, just trying to at least take as much weight off my wife's shoulders as far as, you know, us going through this dead journey. So, and just, it's humbling as well, too. Matter of fact, quick story. As I was waiting on the bus, my man Greg Finger walked up on me. He was a carrier from L.A., and he said, man, I was carrying back in the late 80s, early 90s. And he was just telling me some crazy stories about how he was delivering in Compton, talking about Crips and Bloods. And he had to quit his job because his life was on the line.
Wow.
They take back then, you know, they didn't really have, I don't want to sound ignorant on this one. Nothing perverse, but I don't know if jobs were really, dealing with direct deposit. You know, everybody always makes that little joke when they see a carrier, hey, you got my check. But yeah, they was really looking for that check. Ooh, you know, on the way. So you know, First and 15th is big.
First and 15th is big in the hood.
So when you have somebody that's everywhere, you know, he's delivering to the Crips, and then he's going to the Bloods neighborhood.
Oh, and man.
One guy, you know. You know, they got him in the alley. They said, hey,
no.
If you show up here tomorrow and you ain't got my check, I'm going to take your life from you. So Greg was like, I'm not messing around with these guys, man. Right. You know, they say he told the postmaster, and he ended up trying to get transferred over to Indianapolis, where he is living now. He's retired, though. He is a thank him for his services. He's a retired Air Force vet. And but me and him have some common camaraderie, man. He just approached me, and we just talked like we knew each other, you know, for years or whatever. So I was you know, grateful to hear his stories and challenges that he went through as a carrier. And he also asked me about things that I experienced too. He said, you know, he gave me a tip. He said, if you have any puppies on your route, start babying them immediately. I'm talking about give them crackers, dog treats, you know, let them get warmed up to you and know you. And I have been doing that. There's my guy Rex at the beginning part of my ride. He's a German Shepherd puppy, so he always approaches me. He's real cool. So he said, now I'm not That's worried about the other carrier that comes up behind you, but you know, just make sure that you cover. So I was like, cool. So it was good getting some insights from him and just learning about the story,
man. That's tough, man. Desperation will always cause you to make an impulse move. The man didn't get his check. He was about to toss his life away, man, by probably trying to kill this mailman.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I can't even imagine that.
And he took that serious, Josh, because you got to think, he said early 90s. He said this was like right off the back of the Rodney King beating.
Man, it was crazy. The riots and gang culture was huge back then, from what I know.
You're right. And then he said, you know, being harassed by police officers. He said the only thing that saved him was keeping the uniform on.
I bet, man. I bet. Thank God for that, man.
Yeah, so he said he made that his permanent road role. He said, oh, it was 10 that night. I had the uniform on, you know.
Listen, man, I wouldn't even have no clothes in the crib. Church, mailman. Swimming pool, mailman. And what? My robe? Nah. If I got a robe on, they got the U.S. Post stamp on there or something.
Absolutely.
Man, what?
Yeah, man.
I won't have nothing in my closet but mailman clothes, bro.
That's what he said. He said, man, I wore my uniform to church. That's
how serious
it was in L.A., Compton, you know. So,
yeah,
I'm glad I met him today.
Yeah, man, that's wild. Woo, that's wild. Back in the 90s, man, that gang culture was, it's still out there, but it, man, it was, yeah, them riots was out there. And you said Rodney King, that was, yeah, I would not want to be there during that time. That's for sure.
That's definitely for sure.
Man, I'll be on dates, man. If I would on a date, hey, mailman. I would have all flavors, man. I'm not taking that off, bro. Yeah. I in the shower with it on. I'm not taking it off.
You know how we talk, man, that straight cartoon character like Doug, man. the white under tee with the green vest with the khaki shorts and the white and red chucks.
Yeah, for real. Straight
cartoon character every day.
Man, I want, hey, listen, man, I want to have nothing else. No, you got a tux, Josh? Nope. I mess around being at my funeral with that on, but for real.
Just being in that part of the country, man.
Man.
I totally felt that, man, when he was talking about it, man. So, shout out to my man, Greg.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about Sunday, man. We got a chance to link up. And Courtney lives in Indianapolis. I live in Fort Wayne. So, we actually do this podcast through an app called Anchor. And it just works out for both of us. We can be anywhere in the world and still do this app together and put it out, you know, on platforms. But we was able to link up on Saturday, man. Very productive day. Let's wrap about that, man.
Yeah, man. It's always good coming back home, man, and just seeing, you know, my mom and my grandpa. Sometimes, you know, I do want to announce myself, though. But, you know, this right here was strictly for the brand, so I didn't really get to venture off and see family, though, man. But, you know, once again, it's always good linking up with you, man. So we talked on the Doldrums podcast. Yep. Shout out to them.
KC and Nick Lake.
Yeah, escaping the Doldrums. Yeah, shout out to them. So, you know, like we said, that Ken and Ryu relationship that you and I have. So, you know, it's always good seeing you, seeing the wife, seeing my girl Nori, taking some pics and everything. So, shout out to Gabby on the photo shoot.
Yeah, thank you to Gabby.
It was a real productive day, man. Very divine, man. You know, being over your your in-laws house as well too. Shout out to Jabbar, you know, and Kia for allowing us to use, you know, their area to take these pictures at.
So we got on Escaping the Doldrums podcast. Nick Lay and KC, we always shout them out. You guys go check them out. And then we did a photo shoot for our upcoming website.
Yeah.
And that was cool. That was divine. Shout out to Gabby. I forgot her Instagram, but I want to plug her. DAWG_NUG, NUGG. Hope I got that right, but I'm pretty sure I did.
And if not, we'll put that in the on the Instagram when we post the
absolutely
for this podcast. We'll put those handles in there for Word. You to check them out.
Yeah, so we did a pictures in my a cousin through marriage house, and my cousin Jamar, man, black outdoorsman. I work in Auburn, so I see a lot of, you know, people working on the farm and stuff. So for me to see like a black guy like that is, it's like, whoa.
John Stewart.
Yeah, man, he's that guy. We call him Green Lantern because he can make anything that he thinks of, just like a Green Lantern would with the ring. He can make anything. Like, this dude, I can make it. His mind is incredible. So, you know, he bought some acres of land. And it's just gorgeous land. Got a daycare out there, and I'm sure he's gonna do something amazing with the rest of the land. But behind there's a black walnut tree farm. Yeah. And he was telling us about it, man. God's done so much to him on that land. Even how he got the land, for really, really cheap. Am I gonna put his business out there?
Yeah, all divine.
It was a divine moment.
All sovereignty.
So. And it's right behind the walnut tree. And he was saying, like, after 30 years, when a walnut tree, after it grows up, after 30 years, what did he say, Courtney? He said, like, between, you can sell it for, like, $7 to $1,000.
Yeah, a piece.
Yeah, and it was, like, over 100 where we was at.
Yeah.
And so he was telling us about that. And then we went back there. We found the tree with these sharp thorns on there. And it, you know, was real symbolic to the crown of thorns that was on Jesus. You know, that they pushing his head on the cross.
Yeah.
And so we kind of we tried our best to, you know, kind of circle the thorns and make it, and did some stuff cool for the photo shoot. You guys will see it on the webpage, maybe even on our Instagram.
Yeah.
The webpage will be coming up soon. It was just a divine moment, man. Taking pictures, talking, just having, you know, serenity out there, man. It's just straight land. It's just beautiful. Kids out there running, you know, gardens everywhere.
Campfire. Log pits.
Yep. It's like 10 little tree stumps in a circle with a gigantic campfire in the middle. And it's a good time, man. You know, that was a good moment for me and Courtney and I. And we don't really kick it when he's here. We kick it, but we usually stay productive, man, because I know I don't get to see him like that. I know Indy's, a hop, jump, and a skip, but we just don't kid around. We used to do kid things, you know, before Faith, man. But now we do stuff purposeful, man. If it's either with the families or it's for the brand, but I make sure we're very strategic on what we do, because I want him to get home to his family and you know, his beautiful wife. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout out to the wife for, granting me, you know, to come down.
We love you, Desiree. I got him to the crib.
Yeah, shout out to her, too. Because, you know, I really, and that just shows our growth and maturity now, because, like, you know, it took me a couple of years, man, to really get it in my head, like, hey, when you come home, man, you really don't have to go and visit everybody and their mom. You know what I mean? And I learned that from my wife, and then from my Uncle Philip as well, too. Shout out to him, because I always noticed, like, when he comes home, he's always in one spot and he lets everybody come to him. And then, you know, me, I'm such, you know, a mobile individual, and I have relationships that I build with people. I always want to keep
very relational. You're very relational. Going,
you know what I mean? So if I went to school with you, if I went to church with you, or anything, man, I want to make sure that I see you. And that right there was like, hey, you know, you got to really prioritize, you know, make plans for those that you're going to see. And if not, you got to catch them next time, Lord willing. So, you know, as far as Jay and I, yeah, we really don't get to kick it as much, man. So, you know, thank God for the phone, you know, that I'd be able to really keep in contact with you and speak, though. But, yeah, man, real productive Sunday. Like I said, doing the podcast with Nick and what's my other guy's name?
KC.
Yeah,
Kerry.
Okay, yeah. Kerry. Kerry boy, you know. I like his laugh. And yeah, very productive doing that with them, man. Just, you know, bouncing ideas off of those guys as well, too, and to working with them in the future. And then meeting Gabby as well, too. Shout out to her.
Yeah.
Excellent work. And then just doing the photo shoot. You know, this is it's full circle now. You know, like I said, we've been speaking about doing this back in 2005, and then, you know, going through a period of where we thought we knew God, but we really didn't. And then for, you know, that providence to come forth in my life, and then, hey, I'm praying for Josh now, you know, and then God snatches you up. This idea resurfaces. It's a platform to bring him glory. And we're just, you know, we're servants in this whole thing anyway. It's just, it's a blessing, man. And we're passionate about it. And just to get that photo shoot done,
yeah,
now we move on to the website, man. So I was real pleased with Sunday.
Absolutely. That was, man, it was fun, man. It was very fun. I was about to say, man, oh yeah, that time management, man, that's maturity. That is maturity, you know. And here's the anime little, you know, line. Well, little analogy from anime. So anyone that's ever watched, like, the show Naruto, you know, anime character, he's very relational. He'll fight for you to the death. My man lost an arm for his friend. He loves him. He loves his friend. He fought for one friend just to get back to the village, man, so you can be molded and be who you're supposed to be here, not who you think you're supposed to be. So it's a, we get a lot of lines and a lot of let me see, what's the word I'm looking for, man? We get a forgive me because it's late. I've been up since like 7. I'm on fumes, man. So my brain is a little foggy right now. But confirmation from there and just stuff on a lot of biblical principles from there too, just watching it. But I'm saying that Courtney reminds me of that. You know, he comes home and, man, Courtney, from what I know, man, you do anything for the people you love, people you grew up with, praying for the city and stuff like that. And now to get back on Naruto, you know, he's like the Hokage, aka like the mayor of the city. So he can't get around like that, but he does his job and people come to him. And that's what people, I mean, that's what Courtney reminds me of now, man. He comes home, people come to him for advice. They hit him up or call him, you know what I mean? And he's always in prayer. And that's why we can't stop praying. Because of that, I can't get to you, but believe me, you're in my prayer. And that's a cliche line, though. You know, people say, I'm going to pray for you. And, you know, I spoke to people, and they don't really pray. It's a mechanical line. They just use it because it's mechanical. Oh, I'm going to pray. You know, when somebody dies or somebody's going through something, I'm going to pray for you. So I'm saying this. I would rather you not say that. I would rather you just say sorry or don't play around with that. I don't pray. I don't joke around with prayer. So I even take that serious. So,
right.
I'm not gonna say I'm gonna pray for you and not do it, cause I ain't gonna mess with God like that, family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna mess with God like out of reverence for the Lord, yo. And that's something you shouldn't play with.
I had a guy look at me crazy because he said, you know, he came and said, hey man, I'm going through this. Will you pray with me? I said, yeah, come on, man, bow your head. Mm. And he looked at me crazy. He's like, oh, I thought you were going to go home and do that. No. I don't know if I'm going to make it home. So let's do it right now.
I like that.
And I used to be the same way, not to be hypocritical. Like, I'm praying for you, then I forget. I'm like, man, because I do have a prayer list of names that I have on there as well, too. And, you know, and also pray for me. But I definitely, you know, I do get technical, but it's in a good way too. I'm like, okay, well, if you're going to pray for me, you know, do you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, number one? Because yeah. I don't know who you're praying to, whether it be Buddha, Allah, Confucius, Zeus, Hercules, I don't know who we're talking about. You know, if it's not the King of Kings, then, you know, we might just want to just say, you know, hey, I send my condolences, you know, because I don't want everybody praying for me if you don't know Christ. But, you know, but I know him. So if I say I'm gonna pray for you, you know, let me know the situation, and then you know we'll pray right there. So I definitely get that.
Yeah, man, absolutely, yo. Cause I got this from Becky, man. You know, Becky's old mentor of mine and someone that helped me get in this field that I'm in, this working field. But you know, she used to always say, do a Nehemiah prayer, they shoot her straight up. You know, pray right on spot if you can't pray with the individual or something like that. And some people don't really want to be prayed for. You know, they just say, pray for me, because that's mechanical too.
Right.
I'm going to really pray for you whether you want it or not. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm going to do. And, you know, I pray someone's praying for me because I believe I am a product of prayer.
Yeah.
I know I am. I know I am. So, for real. Be a product of prayer. We all are.
Yeah, every single one of us, and we continue need to do that as well too, because yeah. We never know what we're going to come up against. You know, like the young man that listens to the show. You know, just because, and I love how we know we went on the other podcast. You know, with the Doldrums, and we spoke on that as well too, where, it's not all, you know, sugar falls and gumdrops as far as being a Christian. You know, it's, man, we go through a lot of stuff. You know, we're constantly under attack. And it's me hard. And my wife was speaking on this too, because a lot of people can be stumbling blocks in church or out of church, you know, on the job or off the job. You know, there's a lot of secular individuals out there, man, that they don't even know that they have the blindfolds on them though, and that the enemy might be using them as well too. So, you know, there's things that we're fighting off as well too, things that the enemy tries to attack us with. We talk about in the Bible, I think it's in Ephesians, where, you know, we wrestle not against principalities or things of that nature in the world, but, you know, it's a flesh fight. You know, it's so much more that we have to really deal with, because the enemy doesn't come at you with a knife or a gun. You know, he comes at you with what you like. So if you like candy, he's not going to bring you cigarettes. You know, if you like cookies, he's not going to bring you, you know, waffles. You know, he's going to bring you what you like, and that's what he's going to tempt you with. And, you know, he's studying you. You know what I mean? So as far as, you know, myself, and I could speak for Jay and a lot of individuals that I know of, you know, we have to guard our eyes from, you know, the seductive woman. You know, me and Josh used to always call it our favorite center. Or one of our favorite centers of all time was Hakeem Olajuwon. He had so many post moves. Even Kevin McHale, man, that was in the post as far as his footwork, you know, to make basketball space to get player. A shot. Yeah, to, you know, to make space to get a shot.
Oh, my God, a young crowd, man. They might not know who Hakeem is, man.
Yeah, go YouTube those guys.
Hakeem Olajuwon from the Rockets.
Suffice it to say, they always had a move to get closer to the basket, and we have moves now to where, okay, especially me being a mailman, if I'm on my route and I deliver to a high school, so, you know, and it's very, you know, this is basically predominantly Black, but, you know, there's a lot of women, I don't know, young women there that wears a lot of seductive clothing. Well, me, I'm 6'6". So me, okay, I don't want you to cause me to stumble. So I'm going to look at the back of your neck or the back of your head. That way I don't even tempt myself. It's like what Job said, you know, I make a covenant with my eyes. So all of that to say this, as young men of God, we have to go through so much on top of praying for people, having people pray for us. We just need that covering as well, too. So
speaking on that, man, I'm going to segue into something else, too. Cause I wrote down scripture from Isaiah 55:2, man. It says, why spend money on what is not bread and your labor on what does not satisfy? Mm. Listen to me and eat what is good, and you will delight in the riches of fare. And I thought about that because I went to this prayer meeting this morning, and I'll speak about that later. I'll just talk about the richness of that. But I spoke to a guy who worked in the high school, and he was talking about how malnourished a lot of high school kids are, to the point where, like, when the Red Cross, at least the high school he was at down in Indy, and it was to the point where the school he was at, Red Cross had to leave because everybody was malnourished. They was, like, going through people. It was, like, record-breaking. It was crazy. And I thought about that line because it's a double entendre. Mm-hmm. Isaiah 55:2 is a double entendre, man. So one side of this coin, I think of pop culture, porn, and other mental filth that sticks with, I mean, that messes up morality, you know. It persuades you to be self-fulfilled and look down on people. Like, mm-hmm. like for instance, porn, and you spoke about fighting against your lust, you know, with young women and stuff like that. And kudos to you, man. I pray you get stronger in that battle for sure. Myself, too. But, for instance, man, porn makes you look at women as like sex objects. Your flesh burns with lust against the perception that God is trying to give you. You know, mm-hmm. it's a self-fulfilled perception, man. Yourself fulfilled with your needs. But on the flip side of that, food, you know what I mean? Because that coin can be talking about pop culture, and that scripture, when I say coin, that scripture can be talking about pop culture, porn, and everything that we're going against here in the States. Or, and it also could be talking about food, literally. I was thinking about food, man, when he's talking about, you know, malnourishment, man. You know, food plays a huge part in how your body performs, not just for sports, but in the working world, food, you know, gives you the energy and alertness. And if you're not alert, then what are you?
Zombie.
You know what I mean? So if you're a zombie and you're drowsy and you're foggy and you're just not really all the way there, man, that opens the door for a satanic attack. And I believe, and I did a little research on this, man, that also aids to mental illness too, man. Some mental illness, man. It when your body's malnourished, man, you can't function properly. You know what I mean? When you're not getting like good fats, man, your avocados and almonds and walnuts and, you know, your good oils like olive oil and coconut oil and stuff like that, man, your brain doesn't function like it should. You know what I mean? Your brain doesn't form, and because good fats like cover your brain and it actually help shape and keep you alert, man. And also keeps your energy up, man. I'm severely hypoglycemic. I've been depleted of energy, man, where I've been able to like function and do stuff subconsciously, but I can't really think of the steps to do it. It's just because I'm in a habit. And then I've also had attacks, man, you know, whether it's, you know, with me and my wife or just stuff on the job, man. And I say this to anyone, man, like try to fix your food. And I say this from a standpoint where I've been off it too, man. But like food plays a huge part. It plays a huge part. Not saturated foods and your Burger King and stuff, you know, go get that every now and then, but try to get some sweet potatoes, man. And you know, just good carbs, sweet potatoes and apples and bananas, man. Those alone, like good carbs, provide like high quality fuel for your brain as well. You know what I mean? Those give energy to your brain, you know, good carbohydrates. And it's weird because we live in this culture where carbs have a bad name, but good carbohydrates, man, are optimal for brain function. And that's facts. That's facts, bro. That gives you energy. That's why athletes, you know, eat carbohydrates, man, like good carbs. Like I said, man, bananas, apples, and sweet potatoes, man, and oatmeal. You know, I swear by oatmeal, cuz.
Yeah, I know.
Oatmeal's better than no meal, as my granny say, man. Yeah. But I do believe that some of that stuff simulates from mental illness, man, because if you're not alert and you're not able to function and pay attention to what you're doing, you can easily be controlled by something else. It can be music. Courtney said the enemy will lure you in with whatever you're curious about, with whatever you like. So if you like food, you're going to smash until your cholesterol is high and the arteries clogged up. You know what I mean? If you're going to be that scripture, Isaiah 55:2 talks about that. That's what that's about, man. Food literally, and then on the flip side, like pop culture and anything that can get you out of your place, man, from where God wants you to be. And I was thinking about that, man. I really was, bro. I really was. And I'm gonna say one more thing, man. For the athletes, man, carbohydrates, good carbs now. I ain't saying go eat a whole foot long from, you know what I'm saying, Penn Station or Subway or somewhere, man. But like good carbs, like I said, like oatmeal, apples, stuff like that, man, actually improve athletic performance by delaying fatigue and allowing an athlete to compete at a higher level and for longer. You know, nutrients such as fats and protein help build some muscles, and they utilize to make energy. Everything's about energy. So if you're alert, you're energized. If you're not alert, you're going to be controlled. And to prove my point, when Christ was in the forest, man, and he was fasting, he was in a weakened state. You know what I mean? Now we can, and I'll let Courtney elaborate, you know, why fasting is good. But he was in a weakened state, man, where he was easily tempted, even though Satan failed. But he was tempted, you know what I'm saying? He was definitely tempted, just like we all are. But he, because of the word, God's word, and his discipline to God, he was able to get through anything. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So that validates that, though. But I've also ate bad food, man. And, like, I've had bad food, and I don't have any research of this. I will come back on another podcast and talk about it. But I've eaten food, and I've had nightmares. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not the only person that's ever happened to. I think there's something to that spiritually. I do. I think there's something to that spiritually, man. Because I ain't never had no nightmare after I ate some spinach. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I ain't never had no nightmare after I ate some broccoli. You know?
Yeah, but, you know, putting that junk food in as well, too, is, you know, like you said, you know, you get in what you put in, you know. Well, you get out what you put in.
Yeah.
As far as food, though, and I know when I was when my wife and I were living in Evansville at one point, man, that was like one of the most rockiest times in our marriage, though, because I was working thirds and I would work, what, 10, 10,
I forgot 8? You worked thirds, man.
Yeah, I did that for like almost 3 years.
Really?
Yeah, I started off doing 12s, like 3 days on, 2 days off, so on and so forth. And I would just come home and sleep all day. Like, I would eat once a day, or twice a day. I would come home, eat like a quick breakfast, go right to sleep. And I slept I was basically dead in the bed. Like, my wife would bang on the door, hey, get up, you know, when I'm knocked out. By the time I wake up, it's 30 minutes till I have to be back at work. Like, that's how bad it was. And that went on for maybe a couple of months. No, almost half a year. Mm-hmm. And just eating bad, always tired, never having any
energy. Yeah, man.
And I didn't like that at all.
That's your body shutting down, bro. When your body don't have any fuel, man, that's your body shutting down. And it's weird. Mm-hmm. It can be the opposite way. So let me talk about the itis real quick. Off, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, you know, people say, I got the itis. Man, I'm about to go to sleep, you know, especially around Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Well, we used to make fun of the old people for doing that when we was young, because we would eat a full plate and look at them, and we still have all our energy, but they already passed out watching the football game.
Man, I used to be sleep with them, bro. I'm going to keep it 100. I used to be right there next to my uncle. My Uncle Dave, Uncle Phil, all of them, man. Me and my cousins, man, we saw them do it. We're like, oh, that's what it's supposed to be. You're supposed to eat so much till you fall asleep. But that's your body, man. So your body, you will be sleepy if you just, like, eat once a day. It's not a skinny or a fat person thing. If you eat, like, once a day, man, you'll be sleepy quite a bit. That means your energy is low and your body's actually shutting down. Like, I can't even function. I'd rather just go to sleep, because at least I can get an energy boost after you wake up, even though it may be short-lived. And then on the flip side of that coin, you can eat so much where when your body's breaking down food, it shuts down, and it's like, hey, bruh, picture it like you being an employer and you ain't got enough workers, man. You got, you know, you got a whole bunch of work coming in and you ain't got enough people to work overtime. That's what your body is like, hey, bruh. I'm about to go to sleep I'm over here working by myself. Hey, you got a whole line of food, and I can't break it down, man. You got steak, and you got this, and potatoes, and mac and cheese, and man, you going back for seconds. Listen, man, we go to sleep. we be back after break.
Right.
That's, you know what I mean? That's what your body is doing. And I've been learning that. And I say this from a place where I just been slacking, man. And I've been cool energy-wise, but I know I can do a little more towards night, man. Like, towards the evenings and stuff like that. But I've been slacking. No excuse. I just been slacking. I just really been slacking. So, I mean, I'm going to get on it too, man. But this is real important, man. I'm going to read one more thing, man. Some risk factors for mental health and mental illness includes poor physical health and poor psychological health. So, and we just talked about how food can play a part in helping you think. I'm telling you, man, there's something there that I believe when you don't eat, man, or you eat something crazy and you go to bed, you got these nightmares and stuff like that, man, that messes with your psyche, bro.
Yeah, it does.
That messes with your psyche, and you may not believe it, but it messes with your psyche. I believe the enemy is willing to do any and everything, man. Any and everything to get you out of your relationship with the Lord, bro. I really believe that, man. I've been through that. I've seen, you know, we Courtney and I, if you guys listen to Escaping the Doldrums, the podcast that Courtney and I did on Sunday, there was a guy that went on before us, and he was talking about stuff and T levels and all that. Your food, for men, your food can, and it doesn't matter your age, especially when you get in your late 20s and early 30s, and especially 40s, like,
your food can affect your testosterone levels. And I believe I went through that earlier this year. I was a bigger guy. I'm more leaner now. I was in like almost a 2XL, man. I was just lifting and eating like crazy. Just trying to get big, man. I was obsessed with it. And I broke that. And now I've been slimming down. I'm back in like a 36 pants, and my shirt is XL, and I really can fit in a large, to be truth be honest. But
hey,
you know what I mean? I didn't even tell anybody that, just my wife, but my T levels were affected by it, bro. I didn't even want to make love to my wife. You know what I mean? And I didn't know what was going on. And I was tired all the time. I was groggy. I wasn't taking my vitamins. You know what I mean? I take a multivitamin every day. Every day. I need it, man. Those B vitamins and stuff like that. I mean, they help you with energy. But I was sluggish, bro. And then, you know, I was having anxiety. Like, I still got some anxiety, man. So I don't want to say, like, me trying to eat better, you know, it gets rid of everything. But I'm more alert is what I'm saying. And those attacks and, you know, these things that I'm going through they're not as severe because I'm alert more. But, yeah, I was going through it, man. You can ask my wife.
Hey, and that reminds me because, you know, remember when we were, like, kids? Now, we both 31. But I remember seeing, like, those old wrestling clips, man, when the Hulkster would get on there, you know, eat your vitamins, brother, say your prayers, and drink your water, you know. And then I would always say that to my mom, like, hey, I need some supplements. And that's when Flintstone vitamins were key. And I remember, and I fell off, though, because I haven't had Flintstone vitamins in a while. Now, my boys get a supplement before they, in the morning or at night. No, in the morning.
Yep.
But I need to get back on that as well too.
Yeah, take some vitamin, man. Get a multivitamin, man. We, you know, that's the adult version of a Flintstone vitamin. Taste good at all though. But you just swallow it and you be cool.
I'm not even worried, man. If I know that it does the job, man, I'm willing to go ahead and knock it out. I'll have you, you know, we'll talk later. Or you can send me the information over the phone, and I'll go pick up a bottle. But my energy has returned, so I'm good on that. As far as, you know, I'm pretty much active and walking. My head's on the swivel. Good. My pants are pulled up. Shout out to Mr. Brown from Hardy. No sagging. I haven't sagged in maybe a decade and a half. So, you know, especially with them dogs out there. So,
you know what's crazy? And I never sagged. And that boy was around me heavy. I never sagged. I never even thought about sagging. A true story, man. I never sagged. I used to hate when I got accused of sagging my pants, my butt out. Because, like, man, back in the day, we was wearing 40. I mean, my waist probably was a 24. I was wearing a 38 size. 38, 40. So they hanging off me. Boxers showing a little bit. Of course they hanging off me, even with a belt. I got that bad boy tied tight, man.
Yeah. That dealt with insecurities, and that goes back to the psychological aspect too, man. Just, you know, we didn't know. We were just following. Well, I was following trends.
I definitely was.
I remember you were telling me, just because down in this, you know, in the southern part of the country where you were at, that was frowned upon because that came from the prison.
That came from the prison.
You were somebody's girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, you was about to. Yeah, yeah, that was a sign of, I'm with this dude, and we do our, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I learned when I was a kid, man. I was like, man, I ain't sagging. And they might have been lying. I don't know, but I believed it. And I've heard it way, you know, more than one time. So I ain't never sad. But go ahead.
But looking into that, but think about the anxiety and the attacks from mental health from there as well, too, because the food isn't great in prison either. So those, you know, they probably diagnosed with all types of stuff and they don't even know it. You know, they just sitting in the cage all day, working out, playing basketball. They working out, but they're not putting good carbs in their system because, hey, you know, you're in prison, you're getting the worst of the worst. It's like eating tilapia and Burger King every day. Yep. Borderline, right? You know, but that does something with mental health as well, too. It's a domino effect.
Mental illness, man. That's it. We're going to, in the future, we're going to talk a lot about that too, man. I just want to talk about how food talks about it. And you're right. It is a domino effect, man. I'll say this. If you're like fasting and you're not eating, you better be wise and speak to somebody that can pour into you and get that word into you, bro. Like if the flesh is starving, you got to feed the spirit.
Absolutely. And also too, you know, it's good to read the word as well too, but I don't know anybody besides our Lord and Savior that can do 40 nights and 40 days or 40 days and 40 nights. That don't mean you need to do that. You know, maybe your threshold can be a couple of days.
Go a little bit on detail, 40 days, 40 nights for people that may not know what that means in the Bible.
Well, you know, just 40
super
days.
Super fast.
And, yeah, he did a super fast. And fasting isn't, okay, well, like the Daniel, that's not a fast. You know, that's just the meal plan that Daniel was on. If you read that, just go.
Daniel ain't good though, man.
Raw. It was all raw vegetables.
Daniel ain't great.
He ain't great.
He sure did.
The king's food, but y'all go back and check that book out in Daniel though. But as far as fasting is just pushing your plate back. I mean, like we spoke like a few podcasts ago about that guy when he got that vicious dog from his sister. And the dog, you know, they starved the dog out basically for maybe a week or two, or maybe a week. And then when they finally opened up the door that last time, the dog was calm and in his right mind because he was hungry. He wasn't thinking about attacking. And that's how you just control your flesh. So when it does come to an addiction, whether you're doing, you know, you have a love for Christ, but everything that you do is anti-Christ, from what you listen to, from what you watch, things of that nature, you might want to just push your play back real quick and get back into the word, get grounded, drink water. I remember I'm going to tell this story about the co-host of this podcast or my A Mike. I remember you was working at Vera Bradley and you went on a fast and your heart was in the right place. But I remember you started craving, I think, a canned good of corn,
man,
with a stick of butter.
Yeah,
like you was,
man,
that hungry. How many days did you go?
I went a whole week, man.
Oh,
I went a whole week, man. I don't even like corn out the can.
It wasn't even warmed up.
I was craving. I had this picture in my head. It was cream corn with a square piece of butter in the middle, and I was starving. And I'm glad you brought that up. That's another thing. I took too literal from the Bible.
Literal. That's like the passage when it says, you know, if your right eye offending, pluck it out. that's just metaphorical. You don't pluck it out though. But once again, we're going back to Olajuwon in the basketball.
Shout out to Houston.
Yeah.
He plucked his eye out.
Yeah. Have some moves, you know, like if you know you're tempted with certain things, like if you're an alcoholic, don't have the alcohol in the house. You know, if you're perverse, put a lock on the computer. You know, if your mind wanders,
and tell somebody, go to
stay off of Instagram. Tell on yourself. You know what I mean? And that doesn't mean that you're going to be perfect from sin, but you're going to sin less in those areas. Because, like for instance, the Apostle Paul spoke. He said that there was a thorn in my side. Now, nobody knew what the thorn was, but only him and God. And he told God, you know, listen, I'm your guy. I'm doing all of this, man. But this one thing, man, take this thorn out of my side, please. He said, no, son, my grace is sufficient for you. And you have to lean on that, because you have to think God saved your spirit and your soul. He didn't save your body. If he saved your body, you would never die. Care about that. I'm gonna give you a new one after you when I call your name and you pass away, you stand in my presence. I'll give you a new body, but that soul and spirit is what I save. So it's not about sinless perfection and doing works and trying to keep the law though, because even in the book of John, let me pull that up, man. I want to quote it accurately. Even in the book of John, I want to say 1 John chapter 2.
Go ahead, find it.
I got it right here.
Okay.
He says, my little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation of our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Or some translations render those of the whole world, and that those just means the elect of God. And we go back to John 6:44. No man can come unto me unless the Father first draw him, and I raise him up on the last day. This talks about those that the Father has gathered in his hand and gave to his Son. So that's just a little background on that. But John's not saying that, hey, if anyone sins, and you will, you know, we have an advocate with the Father, and that's our Lord and Savior, who lived the perfect life in our place, who sprinkles us with his blood. So that's just a little background on that.
So in a very few words, though, what would you tell somebody that's dealing with sin and feel like they're just a bad person? And in very few words.
Woo. Well, very few words.
Like, very few words.
Oh, I feel terrible that I can't beat this thing, or you still have to continue to fight. Regardless, you know, blesses the man that falls and gets up seven times.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
There you
and
go.
The one that's picking you up is Christ.
There you go.
So stop trying to be perfect. You know, once again, just trust God.
So I got a question for you in very few words, and I'll tell it, you know, we'll talk about my morning and then we'll wrap up.
Got you.
But and just a few words, I struggle with that, and because I see athletes and they play based on performance, and you know, their performance has to be near perfect. Yet we speak about a faith where we know we're not perfect, we know we're going to sin, and we get back up on God's grace. How do you put that in the sports realm? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do get that. Because you think that you're going to have this award-winning performance every day. Right. And I think you have to take things one at a time. Like, what can I do today? What things can I control? You know what I mean? Now, if you're looking at it from a sports standpoint, whether you're playing
because
a team.
You don't play a lot, or you hit the bench in a coach's eye if you don't play to his, you know, what he thinks is perfect or a good game. And if you're a believer, that can mess with your psyche too.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
I'm not perfect. And that's what I see from, I'm speaking up for y'all, to my, you know, the athletes. I'm speaking up for y'all because I see y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I struggle with, you know, that too. I try to be very cautious on how I speak to y'all about your playing, because the merits are different. So I'm asking you, Courtney, because I need help too, in very few words, how would you talk to an athlete that's going through that?
Well, number one, don't dwell on it. You need to have a memory of a 2-year-old, you know, just forget and move on with the next play. You know what I mean?
That's
like, if you're going to sit back and dwell on the past, you're never going to move forward. Okay, I blew it on that, but so what? I'm going to make this play count. I'm going to do it better this time. You know what I mean? Even if we deal with sin, if the Lord wakes you up the next day, the Bible says you have new graces and new mercies. So dwell in that, number one. Tomorrow's gone. Let's focus on today. You know, you and I are parents, man. So I got 4-year-olds. I got a 7-year-old. We need to allow them to be kids. If you make a mistake, man, I made mistakes too. Come on, keep coming. Don't give up, you know? It's kind of like, I give this one analogy and I'll be done with it. It's like teaching a child how to walk, where you stand them up on both feet and they're walking to you, but you have your hands out like you're going to catch them, but you keep backing up. Up, oh, they fail. Pick them right back up and keep standing back to teach them how to walk. And once they get it, man, they're good to go. And that doesn't mean that you won't stumble and fall. Like I said, I fell last week on the route.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And I picked myself right back up, dusted myself. I got a couple scabs. It's all right, you know what I mean. But I learned from that. Now I'm more cognizant, so I don't make that mistake again. So, you know, for those athletes, you got to have a memory of a 2-year-old, man. You know, don't beat yourself up. Do what you can do to help the team out if you're playing a team sport, and if you're a single individual, if it's tennis, if it's boxing, study tape. Work on your weaknesses, not your strengths.
Word.
And trust God, and you'll be all right.
Word. Word. Good stuff, man. So, hope y'all hear that. Hope y'all got that. And, you know, hope that helps y'all out. I'm going to talk about my morning, and then we'll wrap up.
Please, man.
Man, where do I start? So,
you couldn't sleep this morning. Go from there.
Okay. Yeah, I could not sleep, man. I went to bed even a little bit earlier because we were supposed to do the podcast on Monday. And, you know, just stuff happens with, you know, scheduling and all that. It didn't work out. So, I actually was going to bed early. Man, I woke up at 3 a.m. and I just couldn't go to sleep. And I ended up checking my email. And I got it. I forgot. I RSVP'd and forgot I was going. I RSVP'd to this event. It was a prayer meeting at this local bone marrow center and here in the city. Mm-hmm. So I didn't. I just wasn't feeling it at first. I was like, "Man, do I want to do it?" But I got up, man, because it started at 8. No, it started at 7 to 8. So I did it, man. Threw some khakis on, you know. I dressed casual, got there, and I'm saying all this. I know these y'all probably like, man, why are you telling us how you dress? I don't dress casual. If y'all know me, I'm in basketball shorts, a hoodie, some kicks.
Right.
So I threw on. I got some khakis on, some dress shoes on, and I got a polo, a collar shirt on. So you know what I mean? Like I'm like, yeah, let me go. And I get to this meeting, man. Boy. It was so many people, man, like a lot of leaders in the city and a lot of leaders from the surrounding areas, you know, pastors and, you know, CEOs and, you know, just big time, you know, big wigs, man. And we're all in one room and we just worship. We sung songs. We talked about how we wanted God to be over the city and we just playing. And I thought it was so amazing because, you know, I saw different shades of, you know, tones in there, skin tones, people, you know, of different, different caliber people as far as, you know, work status, but we all have one common denominator and that was Christ Jesus. And this was phenomenal. Like I'm worshiping with people I never thought I would worship with, meeting people. They fed us good, fed us real good. Mm-hmm. You know, I sat down with a guy, by the name of Mitch Cruz, man, who's just so energetic, man. And I tell you one thing about me. I tend, if I know people or kind of looked a certain way by the public, and what I mean by that, like people, I want to say worship, but like people affirm certain individuals, and I might be like that in some people's eyes, but if I know people like view people, you know, based on their money and stuff like that, I tend not to ask for help. And you know that about me, Courtney. Right. I'll just stay away, man. Cause I don't even want to be in my head, in my little pea brain. I don't even want to be mixed up with people like that, that are looking at other people because of their money and what they have. But this guy Mitch is very influential and he's never even talked about money or anything with me. You know, I'm not saying he's that type of person. He's always been about the Lord. He's always just hugged me right on spot. He's always given me love. And he prayed over me, and he said something that stuck with me. He said, I pray that Josh allows people to invest in him. And I'm always trying to invest in people, but people that invest in people need to be invested in as well.
Yeah.
I didn't look at that for like financial gain or anything. I looked at that from a spiritual, you know, point of view. And I saw my mentor, KB, shout out to Kelly Bird, man. There's a guy that married us, did my marriage counseling before and after and currently every now and then. And, you know, he was there too. And this was just a big room full of people, man. Saw some people that's around me and Courtney's age, Janelle and Aaron Lane. If they ever listen to this, I just want to let y'all know how encouraged I am. They do a lot of stuff with, you know, African-Americans on Southside Fort Wayne.
Yeah, that's big, man. Shout out to them.
Yeah, for those that's not in Indiana, Fort Wayne or Indiana, you know, Southside is predominantly Black. That's home for a lot of us, you know what I'm saying? And they do a lot of marriage games and, you know, group couples therapy type stuff. And for what I know, things are, you know, covered, like costs and all that is covered. So, that, you know, they're doing something really well that, you know, needs to be done. And we'll talk about the divorce rates and stuff like that here in the future. But, you know, just seeing them, it was just, they're our age. They might be, I think they might be like a year or two older, but you know, they're our peers. So seeing that is encouraging for me, man. So that was all random. That was just a random. And somebody added my name in the email list, because I didn't even know how I got an email about this. So my name was in there, man. So that was sovereignty right there, God's sovereignty. So that right there was special. Just very special, man, for me. And I took a lot from that. I was encouraged. It helped me get my day started. I think they're going to do that every month or every other month. I'm definitely going back. And just phenomenal time. Phenomenal time. And the worship was incredible, man. It was great. It was great. That worship was great, man.
That sounded awesome, man.
Yep. That worship was great. So, man, you got any closing words?
Closing words that I would have is I would say, you know, well, I'll rather pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the opportunity to speak to those that listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you for allowing to pour ourselves out as vessels, Father, that are flawed, Father, but we are made strengthened by you. We're not vessels made for destruction. We're vessels made to be used by you to glorify and to bring glory to your name, to help those, Father, that are fatherless or motherless or that need that mentor, Father, as Amen. We're being mentored to as well from others that love you and that want to see us do well on this planet to bring you glory. So I pray that everybody continue to stay on their path, stay focused, and always keep their eyes on you. Never major in the minors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Finish Verse Podcast. I'm Josh.
Courtney Douglas, man. Until next time, follow us on Instagram. I'd be willing to say all social media platforms, man. That's where it's jumping.
Instagram jumping.
Appreciate y'all. Share the podcast, comment, like, subscribe. Until next time.
Oh, one more thing. You know, if you guys have any topics, you know, you'd like us to speak on, you know, DM us, man, on Instagram.
Yeah, email as well, too. That's in the bio.
Absolutely, man. But y'all have a great night. Have a blessed week, and we'll see y'all on the next one.
Toodles.